Welcome back to Texans Huddle. The Houston Texans preparing for the big matchup on Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. This guy and I will both be there counting you down on Texans Countdown Live, as well as wrapping it all up. Hopefully a win on the postgame show. But first things first, and that is...
That's Dear Drew, presented by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game. What is Drew up to this week?
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi,
Drew. Leela, do you got any gum by any chance?
Yeah, Drew.
We'll take two.
Go for it.
Thanks. Bro, you got any gum? Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Missing the point, Father.
Thanks. Thank you. Do you mind if I snag a Starburst, too? Thanks. That's how you go trick-or-treating when it's not Halloween and you don't have a costume.
Hey, happy Monday Night Football.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jason McLeod, Dear Drew, how do you think the Texans will play both Clowney and Merciless, seeing as how they both like to rush from the right side?
Porque no los dos.
Have Clowney with his hand in the dirt in the three-point stance, have Merciless standing up, going after the quarterback, getting some sacks. Cool with me. I like sacks on Monday Night Football.
Dun, 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 dun.
And Jason, that was such a good question that you... are going to get free scratch-offs. This is the old Texas Lottery scratch-off, but that's all right. We like it. Kenneth Collins, Dear Drew, do you think the Texans will invest more assets to the offensive side of the football in this year's draft? Hey, we've still got 8 games to go, so let's talk about the draft a little bit later. But yeah, I do think they'll draft more offensive players. Shannon Robinson Malone... Dear Drew, do most of our players wear tidy whiteys, or do some get fashionable with their choices and wear patterns and colors? Wow, I can't wait for Monday Night Football.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can't you?
All right, great stuff. Drew, as always, thank you. Mark, 2 things before I let you go. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about, first of all, defense. Yeah. We heard earlier in the show from Mike Vrabel really about having to be flexible with his linebackers, with his positions, whether it's Clowney, whether he's in, whether he's out, Whitney Merciless stepping up. Just your thoughts on, regardless of who's there, who's not, really how they have evolved specifically coming off a week with 7.5 sacks.
Well, you know, I love what they did outside in the last game, and there's a big difference outside linebackers, inside linebackers, where they have had some injury concerns, but Ardrick McKinney back at practice this week, that was great to see. We'll see how much he plays. Cushing has obviously been healthy this year, but they have a tight end named Tyler Eifert, the Bengals do, who's going to be real dangerous. Who covers him? One of the linebackers, a safety. How do you handle him? They line him up in different places. That puts an extra tax on the Texans linebackers to watch out for that powerful pass-catching weapon. 9 TDs all in the red zone.
See that? We saved the best for last.
Oh, thank you.
All right, that's going to do it. That's all the time we have for this show. Thanks to Jonathan Joseph for stopping by. Thank you for Mark for waiting till segment 3 and giving us his best stuff.
It's okay.
He'll be back
up
on top next week. All right, have a great week, everyone.